Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It's the 29th of December.
It is.
Well, the done. 29th, 2021. Do you think that people will... you know how... I'm just putting it out there, right?
Yeah.
You know how people, like, read Samuel Pepys' diaries?
Yeah.
Do you think that people are going to dig up this footage? Well, it's not footage. This audio. In years, centuries to come. And we potentially might be the modern day Samuel Pepys.
Yeah, I think. What do you think about that? I think 100%. I think this would get put in one of those time capsules for sure. What else?
Time capsules.
Get in the capsule.
Time capsules.
Get in my capsule. What else would be in there?
There'd be private parts.
There'd be
private parts.
What else? Like some great literature.
There would be lower pack spreadable butter.
Lower pack?
Yeah, lower pack. What's spreadable low? Butter.
Didn't
lower
mean
low, pack.
Didn't you mean lower pack?
No, lower pack.
It's not a lower pack.
What is it?
Lower pack.
Lower pack?
So trying to be down with the people. You don't know what lower pack is.
Wait, hold on. Is it lower pack or lower pack?
It's lower pack.
Lower pack?
Lower pack?
What the hell are you talking about? It's lower pack.
So in this time capsule, there's lower pack and private parts.
Wait. Is it lower pack?
Of Made in Chelsea.
Is it lower pack or lure pack?
Lure pack. L-U-R.
Lure pack.
I'm going to ask Siri.
Hold on, here we go. Hey Siri, what is lure pack?
Here's what I found.
Oh no, it just showed me a picture of a naked man. It honestly just showed me a picture of the human back, also known as the dorsum. Okay, it's not lure pack, it's lure pack. Well, okay, so in the time machine, we've got spreadable butter, because I think that might be lost. We have private parts. I'm going to put something else in there. I'm going to put an asthma puffer for all the asthmatics there.
Right.
Because they may not have that.
Because they're going to be laughing so hard when they listen to the podcast, so they're going to need it.
All right, what else would you put in there? Useful things, go on. I would put a DJ so everyone knew what music was.
Sorry?
Are we going back in time or forward in time? I don't know what we're doing.
This is going to be opened in 1,000 years.
This is open in 1,000 years.
They're going to dig it up.
Okay, no, what's happened? Okay, let's give the scenario.
I reckon you'd put a little showreel in there of your greatest hits.
What's happened, okay, is that the world has ended.
Yeah.
Because
finally.
Something's happened.
Yeah.
The world has ended and it's been they found this. So we've now been reborn again, evolution. We're back to humans, and we're at the sort of early stages of human beings once again. So history's repeated itself.
It's just you, Adam and Eve. You're naked in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. We're naked, and it's the 29th of December.
Yeah,
but in 10,000 whatever
years.
In 10,000 years, not 10,000 BC.
What's the busted song?
Have you been to the year 3000? So it's the year 3000.
So that's playing.
Yeah, that's playing. So we would put Busted's year 3000 in there.
Yeah,
that would be playing all the time.
And
Private Parts would be in there.
That's I think that would sum up our generation. I think that would do it.
We would then put Private Parts, Lower Pack Spreadable Butter, an Asthma Puffer. What else would you put in?
Some peanut butter.
Why on earth would you put... Okay, explain.
You can't just have Lurpak. You need to then put something on the butter. Well, actually, we're going to need bread.
No, but it's not the fact that it's butter. It's the fact that it's spreadable. But I reckon back in the day, they didn't have spreadable butter.
They won't be able to believe it's not butter.
Utterly buttery.
This time capsule is terrible.
No, it's not. And then put a toaster. I would also put a toaster because that's one of the greatest inventions ever.
When was the toaster invented?
The toaster was invented, I can tell you right now. When do you think it was?
I reckon the toaster was invented. Like early. Late 1800s, I reckon.
It was in 1893.
Oh, look at me.
Alan McMasters. Okay, so we got this time capsule. Okay, and then because Christmas has just been, you've got to pick one of your presents that you've got and you've got to put it in the time capsule.
Presents did you get? Did you get the one I sent you?
No, what was that?
Oh, did you not get it?
No. Did you not send me a present?
My presence is your present.
No, you haven't sent me a present, have you?
You didn't send me a present. No, I got you a bauble.
No, what? Oh, from...
from paper chips. Do you not remember?
So I got engaged and you didn't send me a present.
I've not seen you.
That doesn't matter. That is horseshit, buddy.
When you get back from South Africa, God, I'm going to have all the gifts.
That is horseshit.
I need to take you out for a drink, a celebratory engagement drink.
A drink? You should send me like a bottle of your finest champagne and I can crack it open and pop it.
How do you know there's not one on the way to you now?
Well, because I know there isn't, because I know you're flying to Mexico in a couple of days and you're down in the country.
Well, yeah, I forgot. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you get for Christmas? I'm excited.
Okay, I got Santa Claus came, which is very exciting. And Sophie spent Christmas with us, which was also very exciting. So that was
kind of... alive and healthy?
She's alive and healthy. Wow. And then the problem is now, so I don't know if you listened to our last bonus episode, I explained exactly what happened in the 3 days, the most intense 3 days of my life, where Sophie nearly died and we got engaged. So every single time Sophie was in the country and she looked a bit cold or anything happened, I'd be like, oh, check her oxygen levels. So I kept putting this little finger contraption on her finger all the time because I was constantly worried she was going to die in the country.
You're going to be one of those like super neurotic husbands. Do you think if you have a kid, you'll be like, you'll properly like mollycoddle it?
No, I won't mollycoddle. I'll be quite liberal. But if they have a near-death experience,
I think you'll be liberal, but you actually won't.
You'll be liberal.
You'll be checking their oxygen every morning. I reckon you'd be really liberal. You'd be a really pushy dad.
I'd be liberal. I'd be relaxed. I'd be a relaxed dad. Competitive, but relaxed. That's what I would be. No, I got a few presents. My dad got me these Bose sunglasses.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So they're these sunglasses that you wear that you can hear music when you put them on.
What?
So you wear these sunglasses.
I didn't check out the
shape of the sunglasses. Sunglasses are having a good shape on sunglasses.
It's quite essential. Have you got them with you?
Yeah, they're in the next door room.
Can you go and get them?
The audience aren't going to see what it looks like. Well, listeners, aren't going to check it out.
I can do an audio description. I really want to see this. Wait, so where do they play the music?
Yeah, they play them out of the ear bits. So that's what happens. So they play them out of the ear bits.
Are you quite good? Are you quite good? Like, you know, when you get a present and you just
Oh my god!
I'm so bad at it. I don't know what to do. I get so awkward. I'm like, oh wow.
I pre-prepare. So to the listeners who you've just had Christmas, right? So you're probably listening to this. It's the 29th of December, Wednesday, and you're probably listening to this straight after it's been Christmas, a little bonus episode. The hardest thing to do is open a present when you either know what it is and you have to act as surprised, or you're not that excited about it, but you still have to act surprised. So the trick is to start prepping yourself for excitement as you're opening it. So don't go straight in when you open it. Oh my God, what? You don't go straight in with the, with the like surprise and like, cause that's too much fake emotion to bring up. So you start prepping yourself. Oh my God, I wonder what it is. Oh my God. And I start unwrapping it. Oh God. Wow. Oh. And then you've got to pause. You pause as you open it and you go, oh my God.
So you kind of, you work your way up, like you're sort of, you're like half aroused before you get to the moment of climax and then wow.
And you go real nuts. Oh my God.
I remember once my gran, she would always buy me books and she knows that I don't read books. And she bought me a book again on one of the Christmases. And I went, another book, and she went absolutely ballistic, like screamed at me. I immediately regretted that.
I had that with a puzzle once. So when my parents stupidly made this sort of idea that whenever they went away on holiday or went away for a bit, they'd always come back with a present, a teddy bear, something like that. And my mum went away for a break once and came back, and I opened up our present that we got back, and she bought me a puzzle, and I was fucking annoyed. I was like, what the hell is this shit? Why have you got me a puzzle? What am I going to do with this? Eat it? No, I can't eat it. What am I going to do with it?
I can't shoot anyone. The puzzle type of guy. Do you like puzzles?
No, the best time was when my brother, we came back and me and my brother, he got a Batman and I got a Spider-Man outfit. And I was so excited. Wow. And my brother dressed up in the Batman outfit. And I dressed up in the Spider-Man outfit. And we were running around the house, like, chasing each other. And my brother hid behind a corner. And I came out and he jumped out as Batman. And he went, bah! And I shat myself because I got so scared.
Your Spidey senses. Like, oh, my God.
My Spidey senses couldn't handle it.
I don't remember that bit in Spider-Man where he shits his pants. Also, did it get, like, stuck in the onesie? That's fucking horrible.
Well, yeah, it was a twosie. So it was a t-shirt and these like leggings. I was furious. Couldn't wear the Spider-Man outfit anymore. It was really upsetting. Did you have a good Christmas there?
I've had a great Christmas. I've eaten so much and I've also drunk a hell of a lot. Baileys. Oh, baby.
You had your Baileys.
Oh, I haven't.
Sitting by the fire drinking Baileys.
With a shot of brandy.
Sorry.
Is that normal? You supercharge your Baileys. God.
That's what alcoholics do almost.
It's like when someone says, like, oh, make my coffee Irish. It's already alcoholic. You're like, make it Irish. It's already booze in it.
Just you wanted to get drunker. Oh, do you know what what's going to make this Baileys even better? Adding whiskey to it.
Jamie, it's the one time of the year where I can just let loose. I've eaten a hell of a lot.
I'm
sure other people listening. Well, no, it's brandy actually. I think.
Okay.
I'm sure the people listening will definitely do the same. Sometimes you just don't get enough kick from the Baileys, so you've got to soup it up.
That's what it is. It's not even for taste. It's just because you want the bigger kick.
Bit of Red Bull in there as well, just to...
That's actually what it is. I'm actually looking at you right now. You actually do it just because you actually want to get drunker, not because you think the brandy tastes nice with the Baileys.
No, it adds a really nice taste profile.
It doesn't. It's not
delicious.
A sandwich. Can't add like lettuce and bacon to it. It's an alcoholic spirit. You're adding another spirit to it.
Honestly, try it. You don't knock it until you tried it.
So you're saying you sit by the fire, you have Baileys on ice and you add brandy to it and that tastes good.
Yeah, it's fucking lovely.
Brandy is like a survival drink. It's what they give to people in the mountains when they're dying.
Survival drink? What are you talking about?
Yes, when you're dying in the mountains, they give you brandy from that dog.
I don't ever want to get lost in the wild with you. Here's your survival brandy.
It's true.
Did you have a Christmas pudding?
So I'm going to put it out there to all you listeners. Hey, by the way, welcome to our bonus episode, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Told you we'd go nowhere. I'm going to put it out there. I think Christmas pudding, Christmas lunch is overrated.
I also would have agreed until the Christmas pud that I just had this Christmas. It was delightful. So good.
Very boozy. Just a Christmas pud though. Like raisins.
Do you know what made it? It's like doused it in custard.
Okay, so what yeah, I'm there's a theme that's continuing with your Christmas.
What?
You're
just very good.
You're covering up a lot of things. This is what the theme is. Oh, I don't. Bailey's doesn't give enough kicks, so I'm going to put brandy on it. The reason why the Christmas pudding was good is because you just chuck custard on it, so it just tasted of custard. What else are you covering up, buddy? Stop trying to
get inside my head and think that there's something going on. I just enjoyed a nice strong Bailey's and custard on my pie. Like it's fine.
Did you get a stocking?
I didn't actually. I didn't.
You didn't even get a stocking.
Did you still do stockings?
So? Yeah, we got. The problem is, okay, look, I've just reached 30.
I'm in my what?
I've just reached 30-ish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you 35?
I'm older than 27. All right? I'm 33. But the point is I'm older than 25. And so I still wake up in the morning, get my stocking, and we go into our parents' room and we do it that way. And Sophie was with me. So we sat in my stepmom and dad's room. We opened our presents. And the problem is I love it. I love the whole shebang about it. But the whole shebang about Christmas is amazing. Typically, it's amazing anyway, it's family. But it's amazing when Santa comes, when you have younger kids, your nephews, your nieces, your cousins, your brothers, sisters, whatever. When you have my dad and stepmom, my sister, who is 28, no, she's 30, my little brother, who's 18, me and Sophie's 27 and me, I'm older than 25. The magic isn't quite there. So it's just a bunch of adults sitting in a room.
I know what you
picking
mean.
Picking presents out of a big sack, which is not as special as
you really have to. You really have to believe in the magic. You have to try and... It's not the same, you're right. I think you do need kids around to... So that at least someone's enjoying, someone that believes in Father Christmas, basically.
Yeah, that's what you need. How would you go and find the kids then, Mitt? What would you do?
Just go and get some random kids off the street. Come on
hey,
in.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Tiny Tim, come on in.
So that was good. We had Christmas. It was good. I thought Christmas pudding, and this is, I'm sounding like Scrooge, but it's a little bit overrated. I watched a great TV series, which all you listeners, if you haven't watched, it's called The Chestnut Man.
It's German. Is it German or Dutch?
No, it's Dutch. It's Dutch.
I've seen this.
And the main characters, and it's a murder series on Netflix called The Chestnut Man. And we watched six episodes of it. And the main guy in it is called Krum. Oh, Krum.
More Krums.
Oh, don't Krum on me.
Is he the murderer?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, Krums, I've done it again. So is it worth a watch?
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. It was great. So we did that. Then Sophie and I came back to London. And, you know, it was just a fabulous Christmas away. Newly engaged.
Hey, shit, yeah.
Very
God.
Exciting.
First Christmas with the engagement.
Are
you still feeling electric?
Yeah. There's something weird when you get engaged, right? This is what happens. Something weird happens.
Any freak outs yet?
No, no freakouts. Less, actually. Less freakouts. There's a weird thing. When you get engaged, you almost surrender yourself to everything. Does that make sense? Whereas before, you would have arguments, or you'd fight, or you'd do this in your partner. And you with your partner, you still do that. But, and then in your mind, when you had a huge argument, you'd think, screw you. Now that you're in a relationship, I mean, you're committed, as in like an engaged relationship, there's almost a sacrifice where you go, well, you've annoyed me. But instead of fighting with you, you just kind of accept and you move on. And you kind of go, okay, we're a team now. So it doesn't matter. There's a weird like connection that you have with each other. And the second thing is that we suddenly look at each other every now and then. We go, we're going to have kids together. You and I, two people, right? This is the weirdest thing, Mitt. This is the weirdest thing. Two people, Soph and I, we've never met, but we never met until about 4 years ago, whatever it was. We'd never met. Never met in our lives.
It's strange how it works, isn't it?
It's so weird. And we've met, we've had our life and our relationship and our things together the past 4 years. And then we decide to make a bond to each other through an engagement. And then at some point we'd think about having kids. I don't know when after our marriage and things like that. And it's like, I'm going to share something with you that's going to live longer than us. Like, that's weird.
Wow. Look at you.
Do you not think that's weird?
I don't know how long this, the truce is going to last. I reckon you'll start arguing again.
No.
you'll get back to it. I mean, you're on like cloud nine at the minute. It'll come crashing down.
We started talking about where we're going to have the wedding and what we're going to do for the wedding.
Oh, shit, that is a good question. Where are you?
We think we're going to do it abroad, and already arguments. Well, I want a bohemian one and this and that. Well, I want it in a house. Well, I want it. It's literally nonsense. I could have said to her the other day, I want it on Earth. And she would have gone, well, you're a fucking dickhead. Honestly, you fucked about everything.
I thought you said that you guys weren't arguing. It seems like that was a lie.
No, we've argued, but it's more the fact that, you know, when you argue with a partner or whoever it is,
you're like mid like enraged argument and you forget like what the argument's about, but you just have to continue being annoyed and you're like, oh, fuck, I literally have no idea why we started this.
Why are we even arguing?
Wait, so where are you going to do it?
We don't know yet, but...
So you've decided it's on Earth?
It's on Earth. Okay, it's going to be abroad.
That's very low-key of you, Adam.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. It's going to be super fun, but we don't know when or where it's going to be. It's complicated, buddy. These things... Look, we've just had Christmas. You just got to chill out. Chill your hair. Your hair, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to you listeners, Mitt's dyed his hair again.
I've gone blonder. I look slightly like Philip Schofield, actually. I've gone for the scoff. Well, Schofield.
you look like Phyllis Gabriel because your hair's white.
Yeah, it's gone whiter than it was the previous time I did it.
I thought,
New Year, new hairdo. I'm going to Mexico. You know, I'm just going to let my hair down.
New Year, old hair. You've done it before, so it's just you redying it.
It's kind of new. It's newish.
But you have a haircut every week or so. So it's gonna,
yeah, because my hair grows quite quickly on the sides, so I have to get it trimmed. How about, how often do you dye yours? Oh, by the way, this is so much admin involved in, I don't know how you do it.
Can I explain what I've done? Listen, this podcast about being honest, so I'm going to explain what happened. So I'm flying to South Africa for New Year's. Very exciting, very lucky. Out with some friends out there. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, some people put lemon in their hair to make it go blonder. I went to a pharmacy and I saw that it said honey blonde. And I went, oh, hello.
That sounds honey like me. Blonde.
So I went and took the honey blonde packet, took it home last night and put it all over my hair. And it definitely goes, a honey blonde. As in it goes jaune. So underneath on the sides of my hair, I've got like jaune hair going on from this freaking honey blonde that I put in my hair.
I thought don't you get yours like professionally done?
Yes, Alex, sometimes I do, all right? But the point is everything's shut because it's Boxing Day and, you know, so people are enjoying the holidays.
And now you're going away to South Africa, ginger.
No, we're just with honey blonde hair, which is just, you know what it is.
Sorry, is that honey blonde?
Yeah. Are you? It's like when ginger people go, no, it's strawberry blonde. So now I'm just going to go, no, it's
you're just expecting
honey blonde.
So many compliments, like when you get on the plane. Hi, I love your hair. Where?
Oh, it's honey blonde.
Hey, honey blonde.
Hey, listen, buddy.
Yeah.
We wanted to do a bonus for all of our lovely listeners because we never want to miss a week. We always want to be here for them. I am super excited to say, you know, we've got some huge guests. I've said this before, and you're setting a huge guest for the new year, which is really exciting. Our next episode coming up is the best of.
Oh, buckle up.
It's the best of the year.
Big boy boots on.
Yeah, all the greatest moments of 2021 are thrown into a mixer together for this big old episode. It's going to happen. So that's exciting for Friday. And then when we come back with our guests, we've got some mega guests coming on, which is just epic.
Can you name any?
Yeah, I can name some. Phil Wang, comedian. There we go. There's one of them. Ed Jackson, he's coming on. We've got ZZ, who's another comedian. She's coming on. We've got Sarah Pascoe. She's coming on.
We've got
Boris Johnson. He's coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, and here it is. Here's my fiance. Say hello, fiance. There she is.
A lot healthier.
Why don't you ask her if she's happy to be engaged? Say hello to the listeners. Say Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
And can you say
Happy, are you happy to be engaged?
Are you happy to be engaged?
I'm over the moon.
Can you say to the listeners what is the best thing about being engaged to me and said into the microphone? Come on.
Ring? No, I'm joking.
The ring? Yeah, the ring.
I'm joking! Everything.
All right, okay, right. We got to go. We got to enjoy ourselves. To all you listeners, have a wonderful day, whatever you're doing. Hope you had a fabulous Christmas. Hope you have a great new year. We're going to see you in the new year back, me and Mitt, together.
Are you about to have a stern word with your fiancé? Yeah. Don't ever show me up like that again.
Don't you dare make... Get back, Donna.
Put the toaster on.
Our time capsule. All right, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this year. Thank you so much for sticking with us for 2021. We really appreciate it. We adore you all. We thank you all. We're going to come back in 2022 bigger and better than ever. Bonus episodes, Friday episodes, huge guests, exciting things. Get ready for it. Have a great new year with your friends, with your family, if you can, wherever you are, and be safe. Sending you love. Alex, your turn to sign off.
I ditto that, and times 10. I'm sending you so much love. Can't wait to share even more love with you in 2022.
All right, everybody, we love you. We'll see you in 2022. Until then, be safe. Bye bye.
Bye now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.